Welcome back to Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Your calendar may say it is Friday. You may look and think it's Friday, but today is not in fact Friday. Today is the Holy Halige Erev Shabbos Kodesh, and our Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos series is generously sponsored by Mendin Tzipora Fishman, is Chus V'Chai Rivka Basipora Fredel, in memory of Rebbe Jonathan Sachs, of Yaakov Tzvi Ben David Aryeh. And we are getting ready for a Shabbos. Shabbos, the Makor Bracha. Shabbos, the source of all Bracha. Our first Shabbos after a full week in a long time. And even though we should get excited for each and every Shabbos, perhaps this Shabbos, after a week in between, we're even more appreciative. And the chance, the opportunity to turn to Shabbos, to find refuge in Shabbos, to be reinvigorated in Shabbos, to disconnect and to connect to what matters all in Shabbos. I want to share with you a beautiful teaching for the Rachmas Rivka Rebbe, the Amaras Taharos Sukkot Sefer Abba Shalom, on the pasuk that we read, not only in last week's Parsha Bereishis that started it all, but it's a pasuk that we read each and every week in the Kiddush that we say. Vayechulu Hashamayim Va'aretz, God completed the heavens and the earth. Vayechal Elokim Bayom HaShvi'i, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he finished on the seventh day. Rashi writes, Ma haya ha'olam chaser. What was the world missing? What was lacking? What still needed to come? The way the Torah describes, the way the Torah depicts, it's not just that he worked 6 days and then stopped and ceased and rested on the seventh. It's as if by resting on the seventh, he created something new. Stopping to work and being at rest was itself an act of creation. So what was missing that he created? What was wrong with just having this creative cycle of the 6 days? Why did he need a seventh day where he rested? Says Rashi, Mahayolam Chaser, what was missing? Menucha. Bashabbos, Bamenucha. What was missing was rest, serenity, tranquility, being at peace, stopping, ceasing, just being instead of doing. Be a human being, not a human doing. Bashabbos, Bamenucha. Shabbos comes, and with it, it brings a serenity. And the Holy Rachmas Rivka says, the truth is that if you want to be able to feel serenity and peace, if you want to be able to sometimes be at rest, it comes from the midah of histapkus, the capacity to say enough. 6 days a week, 6 days a week, we are conquerors, we are hunters. We go control, manipulate, learn, and understand this world. We invent, we create entrepreneurship. And on the seventh day, histapkus. What I have, enough. I'm good to go. What I have is everything. Umidasa histapkus b'muat, nikra kol. The capacity to say, I'm satisfied with what I have. I have the capacity to be, not always to have to do. That's called kol, chaf lamed. That's vayechal. What's vayechal alokim bayom hashvi? What he created on the seventh day was the notion of kol, of histapkus. The sense that I have everything I need. And then and only then, Adam Zeharehu b'menucha. Then and only then can we be at peace. Kevin shem mistapik v'noach lo b'mashiyesh lo. Because when maspik, when we have enough, mistapik, noach, if we want menucha, if we want real rest, you know, 6 days a week, I got emails to return, phone calls to return, WhatsApp to get back to. I have a to-do list and an inbox. I have dreams and aspirations and goals. I have work and work and work. 6 days a week, ambition and drive and doing and running. But you could run yourself ragged. The seventh day, if you want menucha, ba Shabbos, ba menucha. Shabbos comes and with it brings rest. Chutz mizeh shu be'etzem midah lo tova. In general, having an insatiable drive and appetite, lacking the capacity to ever cut it off and say, I can rest, I can celebrate, I can pause, I can appreciate what I have, and what I have is good, and for a little bit I can just celebrate what I've accomplished and I've achieved and who I am without having to do more. And this comes from a feeling that Hashem has provided. I'm only with Hashem can we feel that kol. Umidas kol is the bracha that Yaakov Avinu got. When Yaakov reunites with his brother Esav, Esav says, Yesh li rav, I have a lot. I have a lot. I have a lot. I have a lot of good things. Nice, decent house, nice car. I've got a lot. How are you, brother? He says to Yaakov, and Yaakov says, me? Ooh, yesh li kol. Not I have a lot, I have everything. I have everything. Because by definition, what I have is what I need. I have everything because it comes from Hashem. So the whole time that a person lacks that I have everything, as long as you're in that perpetual and endless quest for more, then you don't have peace. You don't have peace of mind. You don't have serenity. You don't have menucha. You have sadness and you're chasing and you're running and you're on the hamster wheel of life. But one day a week for 25 hours, we disconnect. For 25 hours, we say, Kol, I have everything. Vayechal Elokim bayom hashvi. What God embedded and put into that seventh day is the capacity to say, Histapkus. And that is Ikra Menucha Sa'adam. The core of the capacity to have Menucha, to have serenity. That's what we sing in the Zmiros on Friday night. Tonight, Menucha V'Simcha Orla Yehudim. Where does Simcha, joy, come from? It comes from Menucha, and that's Orla Yehudim. Our life can be cloaked in the darkness of the endless pursuit of more, or we can break through into the light of, I have enough. I can pause, I can enjoy, I can celebrate. I can feel Menucha, the serenity and the peace of mind, that what I have is what I need. And says the Rach Mishrivka, V'nei Shabbos hu b'chinas koshu midas estapkos. This is the quality, and this is what Shabbos is about. Kevin shabbos Shabbos tarach lios kilu kom lachtecha asuya. The Yalkut says, when Shabbos comes, it's like all of our work is done. Like the great journey song, it's time to say good Shabbos, because all your work is done. It's time to say good Shabbos, because all your work is done. But my work is not done. What are you talking about? Have you seen my inbox? My to-do list? Have you seen what I still have to get done? What do you mean all my work is done? It's not done. It is done. For 25 hours, it's done. Hashem has given us that gift of taking away the ability or even the want to do more. For 25 hours, we're at peace. For 25 hours, we're at rest. And that's what it means. Mahayo olam chaser. What was missing? Menucha. Because in the 6 days of creation, Hashem gave us the energy of create, 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 drive, drive, drive. And only when Vayechal Elokim bayom hashvi, when He gave us the midah of kol, Vayechal, only then did we get Menucha. Bas Shabbos, Ba Menucha. Bas Shabbos doesn't just mean the seventh day. Bas Shabbos means Lishbos. Shabbos means to rest. Only when we get to a place of Shabbos, of rest, of Histapkus, then we have true and lasting, and then we have real, real Menucha. So it's true, certainly, when the sun goes down on Friday at Lich Benching, when it's time to light candles or go to Mincha, that's it. Put away your technology. No more emails, no more phone calls, no more to-do, more desk. You can't work. You're done. 25-hour reprieve. 25 hours we're at rest. 25 hours we can exhale and we can have peace of mind. But you don't have to wait until the last moment. There's some Jews, not everybody can, and no judgment for those who can't. But some Jews, as of Chatzos, midday Friday, they try to not do work. Don't talk to me about work. I'm already in a zone. Talk to me about the Parsha. Talk to me about Amuna. Talk to me about the Shabbos menu. Talk to me about Hachnasas Orchem, who we're having. Work? I don't talk about work. I don't talk about work. I'm already bringing in that Shabbos, that Ba Shabbos Ba Menucha. Tosefa Shabbos. You don't have to wait till the last minute. So, Chevre, this is your homework for today, for this week. That our turn Friday into Erev Shabbos is by Ba Shabbos Ba Menucha. Let's be at rest. Let's truly be present. Let's truly celebrate. Shabbos is the source of bracha, the makor bracha, because for 25 hours we don't have to feel the pressure to do, to create, to achieve, to accomplish, to influence, to shape, to redeem, to repair. For 25 hours we can just be. For 25 hours we're human beings, the other 6 days we're human doings. For 25 hours we get to be human beings. Let's be b'menucha, enjoy the rest and the serenity, wishing a happy, a healthy, and a holy Shabbos.